every once in a while, I still watch First Amendment origin videos. I don't watch them as much as I used to. I used to watch them every day, I ain't gonna lie. Lunchtime, I watch about one of them every lunchtime. They only about some of them, only some of them I watch only be about 10 minutes. So I used to watch about one, sometimes two a day. Now I watch about one, two, three a month because they just too negative. Not the First Amendment auditors themselves or the audits. It's just too much negativity and aggression come from the videos. And I don't really need to be watching too much of that. But nothing's changed. Nothing has changed about First Amendment auditing videos. And one of the stupidest things that hasn't changed is when someone sees someone filming them, like a First Amendment auditor with all this equipment and all this expensive equipment on and multiple cameras and everything, and they take out their phone and start recording them, and they be like, why are you recording? And then the First Amendment auditor asks them, well, why are you recording? Because you're recording me and you can't do that. Well, if I can't do it, how come you can do it? Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like, I feel like we're doing some kind of comedy act on something. Who's on first? You know what I'm saying? I mean, for real, it just seems, it's like going around in a circle. That's like, I mean, you doing the same thing I'm doing, but you telling me I can't do it. The hell are you talking about? So stupid. It hasn't changed. And it hasn't changed with people being inside of their office or being inside of whatever business they have and them coming outside. On the inside, they weren't even getting filmed because it's a private business. They could have just stayed there on inside the building. But instead, they come outside of the building and wonder why they filming them. Why are you filming me? Well, you goofball, you came outside. If you stayed your ass inside the building, you wouldn't be getting filmed. But since you came outside, of course you will get filmed. That hasn't changed. Another thing that hasn't changed is idiots standing in front of the camera for long periods of time asking dumbass questions and saying they're not comfortable with being filmed, standing directly in front of a camera when they could just walk their ass away. You're harassing me. I'm not harassing you. Yeah, like I got you in handcuffs tied in front of me or something. All you gotta do is just walk away, stupid. Just leave. You know what I'm saying? I didn't ask your ass to come over here. Then I say, hey, come over here and stand in front of my camera and ask me some dumbass questions for 10 to 15 minutes. And not even questions, the same question. Why are you filming? Who are you? Why are you filming? Why are you filming? I want to know, why are you filming? And the thing with that is, if I told you why, what difference does that shit make to you? I'm still on the public sidewalk and I'm still not gonna stop. Even if you did know why I was filming, the hell does it make a difference to you for? Yeah, nothing has changed. I don't think nothing ever is gonna change with the First Amendment on the videos. You would imagine that since this has been going on for so long now, that people would have caught on to it by now, you know? But I guess some people live under a rock. I can't say that, because until about 4 years ago, I didn't know anything about First Amendment argument videos. And I personally know many, many, many people. I think everyone I know personally that I have asked about First Amendment argument videos don't even know what the hell I'm talking about at all, period. Never heard of them, don't know what I'm talking about. A lot of them don't even know what the First Amendment is. So, I mean, I guess you don't gotta live under a rock to not know about it, but I just always find it strange when I see these First Amendment auditors be in like big cities like California, New York, and just cities, period, anywhere in the United States, and no one in that area knows what a First Amendment audit video is. Like, you never heard of this? No, none of y'all at all? Nobody here? That's strange. And I find it even stranger when they go to cities and towns and the police never heard of a First Amendment audit video. You a police officer? How the hell don't you know what the First Amendment is? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell is going on? I could see a private citizen, but the police of all people should know the damn law and what a First Amendment and what the First Amendment is. And they should be training police officers about First Amendment auditors. It seemed like other cities and other towns and other whatever would pass the word along, so their fellow police officers won't look like jackasses on YouTube or wherever they put them at. But they don't. I guess they say, forget your ass. I got embarrassed. I guess you gonna get embarrassed too. Me personally, if I was on a team, which I think the police are a team, a group, I have no problem with police. Let's make that clear. I have no problem with police. But I see them as a group, a team, that support each other. I would let my teammate know, look, last week, man, I saw Johnny, Officer Johnny Dick, or whatever his name might be, Mr. Johnny Dick, on camera, acting a fool because somebody's walking on the public sidewalk filming. Let me let you know, people in public areas can film all they want to. It's not against the law. Don't jump on them. Don't attack them. Don't ask them for the ID. Don't ask them a million dumbass stupid questions. Don't tell them to leave. You just gonna be on YouTube forever looking like a fool. So don't do that, man. I seen it happen a lot of times. Matter of fact, it happened to me one time, so I'm just warning you in advance. Don't do that, man. But nope. They keep it to themselves. And next thing you know, Officer Johnny Dick on YouTube trying to arrest somebody or slapping somebody's camera because he getting filmed. How dumb is that? Yeah. So, I haven't talked about First Amendment audits and videos in months. I think it's been months. But just to let you know, they are still the same. You're harassing me. Stop putting your camera in my face. Leave the public sidewalk. The public sidewalk? The hell is you talking about? I'm not leaving a public sidewalk. the police, let me see your ID. You want to see my ID for me using my phone? The hell is going on? Where do we live at? I could have an ID to use the camera on my phone? That's ridiculous. Nah, that makes no sense. That sounds stupid for you. That should sound stupid for the police to be asking some dumbass shit like that, but they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah, the people in here are wondering what you're doing. Well, the people in here blind? Can they see? I mean, it's obvious what I'm doing. I got a camera. I'm filming. What do you mean what I'm doing? I'm doing what you see I'm doing. But, I don't know. People are not too bright these days. I just don't understand. Me personally, I won't want to be filmed. I don't want to be on the First Amendment or any video. And for that reason, I would do my best not to be on the First Amendment or any video. And let me tell you how. Let me give you some tips for the people. If you ever see a First Amendment auditor, leave the area that they're in as soon as possible so they can't film you. If you do get filmed, walk fast to get out of the line of sight of the camera so you won't get filmed for a long period of time. Never approach the cameraman if you don't want to be on camera. Don't stand in front of the camera asking dumbass questions about why they're filming you if you don't want to be filmed. If you are inside your establishment and you see people on the sidewalk and they really don't see you because you're on the inside, don't take your goofy ass outside if you don't want to be filmed and start asking them stupid ass questions. Those are some quick tips on how to not be in a First Amendment auditing video if you don't want to be in one. And I don't know so many people that do, unless they're trying to promote their business or some kind of website or some shit. But other than that, I see no reason for anyone to want to be in the First Amendment auditing video. If I was on, say for instance, they First Amendment audit post offices a lot. If I was in a post office and I saw some First Amendment auditors come in there and I was in line, guess what I'm going to do? If I don't want to be filmed, I'm going to get my little ass out of line and leave. And I'll come back later. If I don't want to be filmed that bad, if I don't mind being filmed, then I'm just going to stand in line and shut the hell up and do what I got to do. But I don't want to be filmed, so I'm going to leave quick. And they might make a little comment, well, he left, he didn't want to be filmed. You're damn right. You know what I'm saying? That's obvious. Just like it's obvious you filming. If I see the camera and you see my ass scurry the hell off, then you be like, yeah, he didn't want to be on camera, did he? No, I did not. No. Because I know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I know what they're doing. So I could be on YouTube forever, people talking shit about me? Nobody. I'd rather not. But yeah, those are a few quick tips about staying out of First Amendment auditing videos. Yeah, man. And another thing that I talked about before a lot, I still couldn't do it. I can't be a First Amendment auditor, man. I don't like to be, I like to be polite. I like to be kind. I like to be considerate. I like to be respectful to people. And I like to get it in return. You know what I mean? And I'm not a fighter. I'm not big. I'm not bad. I'm not a bully. I'm not a tough guy. I'm not any of those things. So I don't want to get into a situation with people where I feel like I have to become any of those things by arguing with somebody about me minding my own damn business using my camera. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, even though I said I'm not in any of those things, trust me. If people start talking crazy to me, I promise you I would start talking crazy back. And here we go. Now, people think, man, you think he tough. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It's just a jerk reaction. It's like somebody slapping you, you swing it back real quick. It's not because you think you a tough guy. It's just a reaction. It's like putting your hand on a hot stove and taking it off real quick. You know what I'm saying? It's just reaction. If I'm walking down the street and somebody say, what the hell you doing? I'm saying, mind your own damn business. That's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's just how it'll be, man. That's why I can't do it, because I be arguing every time. I told somebody, I said, man, if I was ever a First Amendment auditor, it'll last just a couple of minutes. And I'd be in jail. My First Amendment audit, I'd probably be in jail for sure. And then I'd never do it again. And I'd have a criminal record, which is silly, over me minding my business filming. Ain't that some silly shit? But it will happen though. That's why I can't do it, and I won't do it. I respect the people that do it, and I also respect the people that keep their composure and their emotions in check while they are conducting First Amendment art and videos. And I know a lot of people see First Amendment auditors as people that go around and instigate and annoy and so on and so forth and harass people and harass the police. Some of them do. Yeah, I can't defend all of them. But as a whole, I think it's probably 70% of the First Amendment auditors don't do that. And I would say 30% of them do. But I won't paint all of them with the same brush. And not only that, I still think First Amendment auditing videos are one of the best things that's happened in a long time, you know what I'm saying? Because it flexes our rights, like they say, and it shows people that think they are bullies or in control or entitled that you can't tell me what to do just because you think you can. You know what I'm saying? Just because you think you're big and bad and you control this, you control that, you don't control shit. Definitely not me. I can do what I want to do as long as I'm not breaking the law. Mind your damn business. How about that? You know what I'm saying? That's what you should do. You should mind your business. If I'm not bothering you, I'm not breaking the law, I'm not doing anything wrong, leave me what they call the hell alone. And that's how it should be. And that's what I like about First Amendment auditing videos, and I hope they never stop. And the reason that I hope they never stop is because if they do stop, that means a lot of laws got changed. And that won't be good. That won't be good for anybody, man. Imagine somebody that's not a First Amendment auditor, a tourist, out there just taking pictures. Now they getting tackled by the police because they out there taking pictures at the beach or taking pictures in a historic town or taking pictures in City Hall. Now I can't be a tourist. I can't use my camera no more because Karen says she feels uncomfortable. Karen can kiss my ass. That's crazy. So appreciate the First Amendment auditors because they making it good for everybody. They putting they self on the line. So they crawling so you can run. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That's how I feel about it. Personally. Even the bad ones, man. Appreciate the bad ones and the good ones. Because one way or the other, they still showing bullies out there. And that's what I call the people that's always acting like, I own the sidewalk. How the hell do you own the sidewalk? You own the sidewalk? You own what's inside of that building. You don't own the sidewalk. Well, you're filming inside my building. Am I inside your building? Then if I'm not inside your building, then you should go back inside your building to mind your own damn business. And if you don't want me filming in there, what you do is you black out your glass on your building and so I can't see inside if you don't want nobody filming. The hell? Because, like I said, because how about if somebody is a tourist or a photographer? They don't even know what the hell a First Amendment audit is. And somebody come out there and get all rough with them and everything because they filming. Minding their own damn business, not doing nothing to nobody. Yeah, ridiculous. Because that could, man, if they start enforcing laws where you can't film in public and you can't flex or use, forget flexing, you just can't use your First Amendment right, that could go for so many different things. Disney World, people going on vacation, they're not even putting stuff online, they just using it for their personal use, you know what I'm saying? So they can have their own memories. Or whatever, that could have a whole horrible triple effect, and you don't want that. You don't want that at all. So I still appreciate the First Amendment auditors, and it still hasn't changed, and I still don't want to be one. Will never be one. And don't want to be involved with that shit. My only involvement ever with First Amendment on the videos will be watching them. That's it. I don't want to talk to none of them. I don't want to email none of them. I don't want to be in none of their videos. I don't want to do none of that shit. I just want to watch it on YouTube and be educated, entertained, and that's it, man. That's it. And for the people that don't like First Amendment auditing videos, I understand. I understand why you don't like them. But you gotta understand why I do.